traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm warning you right now. Don't touch me.
Okay.
I'm a celebrity.
do you know
do,
they...
Do. You, man.
You're the one named after a Confederate general,
Robert Lee. And I'm a huge fan of him, too.
In terms of Confederate generals, dude, he's my man.
Oh, my right. God.
If you like Minions, you like yellow... And if that's your thing, I'm a 10.
The size and shape of a woman's mouth is directly proportional to their Say that on a first date, and then they start making their mouth smaller.
No, stop.
Is he really mad?
He's not coming back?
I didn't do anything wrong!
You want to get a fire right now? We can't get a fire now. I can't even move, bro.
You're lucky I can't get up right now.
Both of you just calm down. I need to know if things are rolling, if things are moving smooth. I'm getting the nod from Caleb, all-powerful Caleb, the guy who is behind Impulsive. We love him. We don't need any of that. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. And I don't know how to say this. I lost. Actually, I do know how to say that because I've said it a lot before. I lost.
Yeah, but we didn't have to lose with you, bro. Usually when you lose, we just laugh and go, hey, what happened now? But then what the fuck happened
ride,
here?
Ride or die. You guys are on my team, and we lost as a team.
How are we more hurt than you? That's what I want to know.
The Usos got that power, brother. They got that Uso power.
I'm not even speaking about their names.
So check it out. We just came back from Saudi Arabia, WWE Crown Jewel. I faced Roman Reigns, the face of the WWE, for the title, the Undisputed Universal Championship. And it was a hell of a match. It was a hell of a match. The guy's tough.
Hell of a match. I'm over here looking like Stephen Hawking. What do you mean?
How you doing? I dragged my friends into it. And
no, he dragged us into it. You need to do anything.
They got dragged over the barrier. It's because they handed me the phone that I filmed myself frog splashing Roman through the table. And honestly, bro, I'll take that L on the chin because I don't care. Because I don't care because that video was fucking awesome.
You knew this was going to happen.
Bro, you have a rod in your ankle. Of course,
You knew this was gonna happen. You knew, and you looked at it as an opportunity to continue to drive engagement for yourself, because you're the only person that you care about. You and now that Danish woman.
How dare you?
And her little dog Daisy.
That is my girlfriend.
You dragged me to the Middle East, beautiful country, by the way, out there in Saudi Arabia.
A lot of
I
dirt.
Will say that. Yeah. A lot of which will now be a massive. Let's not get started. To get my ass beat and did nothing.
What are you talking about, bro? I fought as hard as I could. That guy's big and strong and has
helped
an arm.
Us? Who helped us? Was it you?
I was busy.
So who helped us?
Jake Paul.
Yeah, the only person in the family who actually fucking wins fights. God. Okay. Now look at me and George, bro. We're busted up like two onions, bro, on a cutting board. He's got a Fiji water stuck under his fucking leg. Not even a Prime, because he doesn't even know what planet he's on.
I'm never drinking Prime again. Never.
But I would argue for the WWE fans that I only lost that match because I was trying to save Jake's life.
Hey, what about ours?
I was less concerned about that.
You always have an excuse. You always have an excuse of why you lost the fight. I'll tell you why you lost the fight. Because that big, broad-based man, Roman Reigns, is a better fighter than you.
Oh, my God.
Just like KSI was a better fighter than you, and just like your next opponent will be a better fight. Well, okay, not that one.
Yo, I'm about to fucking break your neck for real.
It's already broken.
Not for real, though. Okay, we should say, like, disclaimer. These guys didn't actually break their necks or legs. The WWE made them do physicals and all the tests necessary to get them cleared to participate in the match in Saudi Arabia. And so you can take them off if you want, or you can just...
It hurts.
The loss still hurts, but we thought this would be a funny gig. But we do want to say that they're absolutely fine because the WWE does take care of their ass.
World-class organization. I cannot believe that I was trained by some of the loyalty of the WWE that have trained some of the... I mean, dude, Shane, bro.
Yeah.
Hurricane Shane has trained some of the greatest sports athletes in the space ever.
I would have been on that list if I had won.
I mean, listen, you got running room, right? It didn't go your way this time, but you're brand new to the sport, dude.
Yeah. You know? Anyways, we got a dope guest here. He hasn't come on yet.
Well, who you clapping for?
I'm still dizzy.
Are you gonna leave that on the whole time?
I got beat up, guys. I don't know how to make it more clear. I'm in a wheelchair right now.
Imagine it's some twist of fate. He actually did. He's fucked up. Like, he got a car.
Yours was pretend.
I think take it off.
I think
now.
You're in character. Take it off.
I need you to visually show the audience that you are well. I want you to stand up and do a 10 jump.
Oh.
Get out of here. Our guest today is awesome. And I think he's behind this banner right here. Dylan, is he ready? Or he ran away from Dylan, our producer, because Dylan was apparently stressing him out, as he does with most of us.
Hey, Dylan, I had asked multiple times for one of you production assholes to get my fucking phone. Get me my fucking phone or your ass is going back to Coney Island on a Greyhound. I swear to God, Dylan, give me my fucking phone.
Wait, I got an intro for you, Bobby. Ready? No, stay there. Where are you going? Are you ready?
I need my phone.
All right, I'll do it right now. Our guest today is one of the funniest people on the planet. You've seen him in countless things like Harold and Kumar, Mad TV, and Love on Netflix. Most recently, he's dominating social clips on your phone from podcast appearances, plus his own Tiger Belly and Bad Friends. It is Bobby Lee.
Yeah. Yes.
What's up,
man? Yes.
You Confederate motherfucker.
What's up, bro? I like you're a fuck machine. Yeah, I can tell, dude. You got fucking Ahmed over here, dude. What's up? I love the Quran. Don't you love the Quran?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I love what you do. And I love all people, dude. Yeah. You got a fucking thick one down there, like a Cambodian jungle.
Oh, my God.
You got fucking Logie Paul right here, right? He's my favorite, dude. You know, I did a movie once with this guy, and he's one of my favorite guys. I think he's very strong. His name is KSI, and I did a movie called Late America. I think he's a real man.
He's a good fighter. He's not a great fighter.
No, because I know you guys are all part of the same social media space. KSI, man, what a real thick dick.
Oh, bro, thick, can you imagine how big his dick probably
is? Strong, thick dick, right?
100%.
Bigger than yours. Right. Oh, yeah, yours is like sand. So, buddy, how are you? Yeah. Just yours, fizzles. If I touch it, just
to the palm of your hand. Sand.
Only the chosen. You did a movie with KSI?
Yeah, man, he's so good. Good actor, handsome.
He is handsome.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, if you know, next to the word man in the dictionary, they should have a big black KSI photo.
Oh, so you really like him?
I love him. I asked him, I go, I'm not gay, but I suck it. Mm. And he goes, no, that's it. I suck it. And he goes, nah, man. I don't know how to do English. No, man. How do I do English accent?
No, blood.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Yeah,
nah,
man. Yeah, something like
that. Wait, Bobby.
Yeah.
You know he's my business partner, right?
You know him?
What do you mean I know him?
I know. I came in here. I already knew the thing, man.
Okay.
I do trickery with you, man.
Sorcery.
Yeah, this Asian trickery. Yeah. I know you're a Christian, man. I just fucked around, dude. I love the Jesus. I'm a big fan of yours. I don't know about much, but you know what I heard about you, bro?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, I want to learn how to fuck. I do. I do. I don't do good.
I mean, I don't know.
Does he?
I don't know. I heard about you. I heard you like... Women like you, this and that. Yeah. Maybe you could teach me about how to...
No, just because women like you doesn't mean that you're good in the bed. Like, women like me up until I... until we have sex.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
When you get in there, it's not good?
I'm just, you know, I'm old. I'm aging.
Right.
Lakers trying to pull the season back together out there.
Trying to pull this sponsor read. This episode is sponsored by SeatGeek. You might want tickets to Bobby Lee's next comedy show, or you might be trying to go to a music festival or a major game. SeatGeek puts tickets from all over the web in one place to make buying simple. SeatGeek is the absolute best place to buy tickets. We got the app on our phone. Check it out here. It's scrolling on the screen. If we needed to buy a ticket to maybe, I don't know, the next WWE show, SeatGeek would be the perfect place to do that. So it might be a good idea to start searching now. They rate every ticket from 0 to 10 to make sure you're getting a good deal. Green means good, red means bad. We've got the hookup for you guys right now. Use the promo code LOGAN for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That is $20 off your first purchase with the promo code LOGAN. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app now. Back to the show.
I subscribe to the West Coast medicine. I know everything you do is based in temples and fucking Buddhism and stuff like that. But I actually, you know, take
I fucking love it.
McDonald's.
Did you just slip in like a hint of racism?
I'm matching him.
Yeah.
I'm matching him.
I don't know if you could be. Wait. Yeah, Bobby, yeah. Is that allowed?
What?
If you're racist, can a white person be racist
bro.
In joking manner?
Yeah, let me tell you something right now, dude.
No one even laughed. You guys both laughed at my joke.
Because it's a genuine question. It's a
the
genuine
reason why you didn't laugh because I didn't give you consent yet. But what I'm about to say, you're gonna love it. Okay, can I touch it here?
Absolutely.
Okay, you can call me Ching Chong.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You can call me flat face. You know
what I
mean?
I don't want it.
I know. That. Yeah.
No, we don't want to do.
Yeah. I'm just saying, anything goes with me because I'm not really into cancel culture, and I like to be free. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if I make fun of you, you can make fun of me.
Yeah, but I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
First off, I like that logic. I think that's how the best groups of friends form. Our group of friends is like that. We all make fun of each other.
Yeah, they're super racist.
But let me ask you.
That's what we do here.
That's not true.
I already know what he's gonna say. By the way, Bobby. We don't do this type of shit.
Yeah,
we have a channel here. We're not gonna disrespect it and go down that route. So let me ask you today. What do you?
You can't say that.
Dude, yeah, what? I have a rocket. You call me. I have a rocket, dude.
No,
an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. No, you. I don't think he can, Bobby.
I called him Koran. That's fucked
not
up.
Not even my religion, nor
that's
did
even
you say
religion.
It right. It's
I
Quran.
I knew he was a Christian. I don't give a fuck. I knew you were a fucking Christian, and I came here, I called you Koran, dude. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but Bobby, some would argue that because of your ethnicity and the difficulties that you've had to face with racism, that you have the liberty to do such thing. We're white kids.
I was addicted to heroin for a decade.
Oh, that doesn't change your fucking
does,
color.
Bro. Yeah, they just looked at you and assumed you dealt with it.
Bro, let me just say this. I'm warning you right now. Don't fucking touch me.
Okay.
I'm a fucking celebrity. Bro, look at my IMDb. Anyway, I'm kidding. You can touch me. But my point is this. It's okay because, number one, I'm a recovering drug addict myself. So we bond on that level, right? As soon as I walked in the house, right? As soon as I looked, I've never met you before, have I?
Never.
Right. We already, like, our eyes met, we locked, right? And we were, like, playing already.
Yeah.
It's almost as if we're kindred spirits and that we've met before in a previous lifetime.
Yeah.
And can't you feel that you and I are going to be best buds or what?
100%. You threw me in an arm bar.
And
exactly. And then you throat punched Mike.
I throat punched you.
Rendering him unconscious.
Yeah, and you fell on the ground. And I almost took advantage of your body, did I not?
And I remember.
That's what's pulling.
He beat you guys back up and then looked at me and goes, I like your people.
Yeah.
That's what's pulling all this racism out of me, bro.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of me as soon as you walk
but
in.
It's not racism. It's we're like children and we're being free and we're playing with each other.
This podcast is brought to
you need some cough medicine? I could send you some money.
On Cash App, which this podcast is brought to you by. The easy way to send, spend, save, and invest with friends. Cash App helps you connect effortlessly with your finances and with your people, and that's money. But do you have a friend in your circle who does not yet have a cash tag? Well, it's high time to get that friend to get a cash tag. Here's why. Get your friend to get a cash tag so they can create their own custom cash card and put their cash tag on it. Tell them they can draw their own face on the card if they want, and if you're like me, you can draw Prime Doodles on it in your free time. But you know what I did. The research and cash tag, I love Prime, was actually not available, which blew. I'm sad and excited at the same time, but feel free to be creative. Get them to get a cash tag so they can finally impress their crush in class. You also can tell them all their friends want them to have a cash tag. If they're a people pleaser type, they can whisper their cash tag to strangers at the local library. Would be weird, but why not? And get that friend to get a cash tag so that they can also start spending, 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 spending. And spending.
Let's go.
And gifting or donating, tipping, splitting, investing, saving by pressing buttons or just to look busy on the number one finance app in the App Store. And get that friend to get a cash tag so that they can also start spending, saving, investing, splitting, tipping, donating, and gifting or just pressing buttons to look busy on the number one finance
number
app.
Number one. It's like the Jake Paul of cash finance applications.
Or the one loss in my boxing record.
which because I'm 0-1. Download the Cash App from the App Store or Google Play Store today to create your own Cash Tag. New users can use the code Impulsive to get $15. Terms apply. Back to the show.
All right, let's get serious.
No, you're right. You're right. We're kindred spirits. In fact, you know, I DM'd you so long ago, dude. November 10th, 2020.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years ago.
Was that the pandemic?
Yeah, I think
it was. Yeah, I didn't do nothing. I don't respond nothing.
I said, what do I got to do on your podcast?
I know.
I said, what do I got to? I said, what do I got to do to get on your podcast? I just wanted to come on yours. And then 2 years later, you said, Logan, can you please do my podcast in November? I'll massage your feet.
It takes 2 years for me. No, can I say something?
2 years.
When you have to understand this, all right? It's like if Ben Affleck, is that his name?
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? Or let me give me this.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Great choice.
You like it?
Brad Pitt?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't.
He's great, dude, huh?
From top to bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his favorite? Your favorite movie by him?
Him? Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith is amazing. Train that he just did was great.
I liked it. Amazing. He's an overall great guy. I don't know him, but he's a great actor. Mm-hmm. But my point is that when you first did it, right, I read it, and I got intimidated. Mm. Because you are who you are, man.
What the fuck, Bobby?
What?
Why are you
a strong man. You're strong. You're funny. You got all the fucking... You have everything.
Cool friends.
So this,
you have cool friends like this guy? What about him?
I know.
Dude, he's on the fence. This guy's on the fence.
Wait.
Super on the fence.
Wait, so what changed? Something changed.
Okay, I'll be honest. Can I be honest?
You found out I was a pussy.
No.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
No. I'm going to be completely honest with you. And I've never been, you know, I came here with like being fun and all that stuff. And I just want to be completely real with you. Okay. I'm going to lock eyes with you. I literally, I remember now reading it and going, oh, I'm going to get back to him. And I completely forgot because it was during the pandemic. And then what happened the other day was, you know, we need help on my podcast, right? And we were throwing, you know what I mean, heat. They were throwing names down that were heat, right? And you were in the top of the heat. And I go, I had forgotten that you had DM'd me. And I go, I don't know the guy. I don't know. He's not going to read it. And then when I saw that then it reminded me that you had it. And then I sent the message.
Okay.
So it's like, that's the truth.
All right. You just forgot about me.
Yeah.
All right.
I completely forgot about you, dude.
All right.
But it was also during a very different time. Like, you were at that point, you were a little forgetful.
Oh, you know what, dude? How about this? I know you look like you have doughy eyes and you look sad right now.
A little bit.
And I'm going to give you a hug.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't think that guy has feelings, bro.
I know.
That guy's a robot.
May I hug? Yeah.
I'll take your hug.
Why'd you ask them if you could hug him?
Nice.
Yeah, that was
nice, actually. That was nice. That was nice, Bobby.
I don't smell good on my bottom because, you know, here's the thing. Is I'm single now and I've been fucking... You want to smell my dick?
One of us in this room.
Yeah. Smell my dick because I have no cologne here, but I spray the fuck on my dick.
Why?
Maybe Mike, you want to smell?
I would.
No, you are.
No question.
I'm not gonna pull it out. I'm gonna just do the underwear.
Question.
It would be him. It would be George.
Yeah, George.
It would.
Yeah. Dude, just smell.
No. You can't spray your dick with cologne.
Why?
Because if you end up getting oral sex, they're going to taste the cologne. You got to go under to the gooch, and everyone knows that.
He's got an answer.
No, I have an answer to that.
It's the side
is that
gooch.
Yeah, right? Like
side gooch.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
But it can't be too heavy either. All right.
But what you guys don't get is that there's no girl in the horizon, right? So I spray it first.
It's like biblical what you just said.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very it's good.
Like prophecy.
Yeah, prophecy, right? Like, there's no girl in the horizon.
There's no girl on the horizon. Right? The horizon.
But I spray it just in case. If I'm walking down Melrose, right? And then what I would do is this. I would go to the bathroom. I would take tissue, and I would wipe the head and the stem of my penis. It's not a lot.
Is that why you use the word stem?
Yes. Yeah. Why?
Like a mushroom.
It's like a mushroom.
Like like the beginning of a plant. Yeah. Like a fledgling.
What cologne? Like
well, that's why I want him to smell.
Or maybe he'll know the smell too.
So don't worry about it, guys. I'm not gonna show my dick.
Okay? Smell his dick.
Oh shit! He really his ass is out.
Look at the tattoo.
All the money and you're using fruit.
I feel like you got that in prison.
Yeah, I did.
Dude, I just got the biggest boner for some reason.
Smell this part.
No, no, smell. You got to smell it.
I just wafted, bro.
Dude, this is not gay. It's podcasting. It's for entertainment.
It's material.
And in improv, you never disagree. Okay. You always agree.
It's yes and.
Because yes and you ruin the fucking moment if you don't do it. So you're going to fucking smell my dick, and it's not gay.
Okay. It's material, George.
Yeah, yeah. So here. Yeah. I have to grab your head.
No.
It smells good. It smells good.
No, smell it.
He's right. It smells like. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Does it really?
It smelled like he sprayed it like 2 days ago.
But describe the scent.
Describe.
Okay, so 2 days ago he thought he was gonna get lucky and he didn't. That's what it smelled.
No, no. But describe the scent. Yeah, is it more floral?
By the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a stem. Good for you.
Thank you.
You're doing good.
Fuck.
Wow.
I love it. That's why I did it.
Wow.
When you pulled on it, I go.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Remember that dude that talks to Jake before his fights?
Yeah, the dragon guy.
Ye old warrior. I bet he owns land in Scotland.
We have a new sponsor, guys, and it's one that will help you help the earth. Established Titles is a fun and novel way to preserve the natural woodlands of Scotland while helping global reforestation efforts. It is a project based on a historic Scottish custom where landowners are referred to as lairds or lords and ladies in English. Title packs give you at least 1 square foot of dedicated land with a unique plot number on private estate in Ettleston, Scotland, and an official certificate with a crest. We plant a tree with every order and work with global charities, One Tree Planted and Trees for the Future, to support global reforestation efforts. You can officially include the title Lord or Lady on your credit card / plane ticket / dating profiles, etc. It makes a great last-minute gift like Lord Mike or Lord Logan, or my brother, like here on this certificate, Lord Jake Paul. I can't believe that is going to inflate his ego. The first 200 people purchasing a title pack using my link will effectively be next to my plot within a few minutes of walking distance. Depending on how many of you want to become a Lord or Lady, we can build our little impulsive kingdom. Let's go. And this actually makes a great gift. Established Titles is running a massive Black Friday sale right now. Plus, if you use the code Impulsive, you get an additional 10% off. Go to establishedtitles.com/impulsive to get your gifts now and support the channel. Back to the program.
Well, because there is that misconception, or I don't know if it's a misconception in the Asian race, that the tiny penises. And I'd heard
it says you could be racist. Dude, that's the dude, first dude, joke dude, you dude, go to?
No, that's dude, not racist.
Can I argue? May I argue?
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
That's racist. Number one, that's fucking racist. It's a stereotype. Number two,
that's
right?
That's why I'm asking.
All right, so I'm going to say something to you, all right? Mike, you piece of shit. You're dog shit, dude. All right? You know what? Dudes like you, tall, muscles, right?
No,
you're
muscles.
A bully, dude. You just bullied me, dude. Right? Let me tell you something about fucking science, my friend. All right? Okay. You think Yao Ming has a small dick?
I don't know. It's just
he
what
doesn't.
I,
okay. Right? He doesn't have fucking size 16 feet and a fucking 1-inch penis. It's all proportional.
Do you know that?
Do. Fuck you, man. Don't do me, man. Right? Do. Fucking. Is he like mentally handicapped?
Yes. Listen.
I was going to say the R word. That's reserved for you. Yeah. Let me say something. He's definitely R. But you, dude, don't do me, man. Right? So what are you going to ask me?
I smelled your dick.
No, because.
That's true.
Because, bro, somebody even built another layer on top of it. I was reading this article the other day, and they said that since. Women of the Asian persuasion, like that perspective over there, are smaller and more petite. Their vaginas are smaller and more petite, which requires a smaller penis. Which that who said yes? We were just talking about this. I'm not making this up
on Science World, dude. I'm look it up on YouTube.
I'm not on OAN right now. I'm not going over to fucking Parler after this. I'm not a fucking racist, Bobby Lee. You're the one named after a Confederate general, Robert Lee.
And I'm a huge fan of him, too.
Oh, my God.
In terms of Confederate generals, dude, he's my man.
Oh, my God.
Guess what?
Right? January 6th.
Oh, my God.
It's about your birthday, January 6th. Yeah,
my point is this, okay? It's proportional to the body. So what I'm saying is that if you see Asian women generally, 5'3", 5'5", they have 5'3", 5'5", vaginas. Okay? If you see a supermodel who's Asian and she's 6'5", she's not going to have a 5'5 vagina. That'd be
sometimes
weird.
They do, though. Sometimes you get these taller women that have very shorter women vaginas. It's not
what? They're called shorties.
No, you've never had a short woman who had a wide gaping vagina.
It's always going to be outliers, Bobby Lee. You know, that's you mentioned science is always outliers in science.
No, but even majority based. The other thing is I don't believe it's height based as much as it's width based. Here, like the horizontal volume dictates.
Padawan. I'm going to teach you something.
Okay.
All right.
I'm a grasshopper.
Exactly. The size and shape of a woman's mouth is directly proportional to the size and shape of their vagina.
So true.
Oh my God, he's fucking right.
Yeah.
So true.
I'm right. Like running all of them through my mind.
Right.
Forever. So, always now we're just going to look at a girl laugh.
But check this out. Say that on a first date. That information,
yeah,
and then they start making their mouth smaller.
So, what do you go? How do you like the steak? How do you like the steak?
Yeah.
You like it? How do you like the steak?
Yeah, yeah, they always do that.
Oh my God.
But here's my
thank you.
That's a God, a Jesus supplied catch 22 because you want a girl with a big mouth to do crazy big mouth shit, but you don't want a girl to have a big ass vagina. So God introduced a catch 22. How are you going to have the best of both worlds, Bobby Lee from the Confederate Army?
I've never. Listen, I've never.
You're 0-1 at war. No. You lost, dude.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're coming.
I know. Trust
yeah, yeah, we're coming.
I see it, dude.
No, but what I'm saying is I've never gotten a blowjob and had said, wow, she has a tight mouth. Who's ever said that? Have you ever said that?
That's because you don't have a massive cock. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a massive dick, you might be like, damn, I hope she's just making her mouth small for conversation here.
She right.
No, but I haven't said, wow, she's got a small mouth. But, like, there's a technique that comes with rapping and tightening the lips.
Lyricism?
What do you mean? You mean her mouth lips?
Her mouth lips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's suction.
Yeah, suction.
Right? There's, yeah, you can bite a little bit. Yeah.
Well,
not too hard.
I prefer that
slippery slope. Slippery slope.
Yeah, yeah. You could stick in it and do a little dick work, like tongue work on the tip. You know, so just stick it.
This is not a leading question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you're not gay?
No.
That's right. That might be racist.
No, it's like, why?
No, because you said
I don't know.
It.
I just feel like everything's
Asian.
Racist.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. That's where we were.
No,
like, that's,
you said it. And sexuality is incredibly fluid, but I'm just, you're the way you're describing dick sucking is so particular. You know, I in my mind.
I don't
mind,
love how you look at me. That happens.
I love you.
I love you too.
I want to
go. No. I want to. Can I address one question at a time?
You're the guest.
Okay. I'm going to say something. Have I sucked penis? Ask me that question.
That's what I should have said.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
That's what
so
I.
So start over.
Okay. Bobby Lee, have you ever sucked a dick?
Yes. Let that sit. Uncomfortable?
No.
Not really.
Okay. Good. How about you?
I hang out with these guys.
I know.
Hold on. He's Christian. You're a little
bit. I know, but does that
I'm
make
not
you
uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable?
Whoa. That's fucked up.
Put your hand back on his leg, Bobby.
Yeah. Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
No.
Oh, it's so close.
Wait. So,
Bobby. No,
Bobby.
Bobby Lee, stop.
No, too much?
Bobby,
right, stop.
So it's generally understood.
I'm sorry. I don't know where your boundaries are. I apologize.
Yo, your right? team. Your PR team's shitting their pants.
They love it.
His PR team has a mohawk.
They love it, they get it.
I think they're okay.
He does have a mohawk.
That guy looked like he got fired from Apple, bro. Like, he was at the Genius Bar, but they're like, you're not a genius. You need to go.
Yeah.
He actually looks like he might be Bobby Lee.
Wait, Bobby, I want to ask about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I have a follow-up.
Have you sucked a dick?
Not yet.
On Twitter, that's
but would you consider it?
He said not yet.
It'd be tough. I think my girl would consider it cheating.
I know, but if you were single, in what circumstance would you suck a penis?
I'm so glad you asked this because I have an answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Dude.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, I am so happy to
see
you back
it,
up.
Love,
it's been
love,
so
love,
long.
I love,
bro.
I love it. I love it.
It's been
what, you
so
him?
Long.
No, suck Mike.
It's not about who.
It's not about who.
Why'd you shake hands?
Because we have.
Yeah, wow. I'm getting down to something.
We have a theory.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Dick Ransom Guy?
Dick Ransom
Dick
Guy.
Dick Ransom Guy.
No, I've never heard of that. Tell me.
He's a guy
uh-huh.
who goes around and steals people.
And then he finds their friends.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Like let's say he kidnapped Mike, for example.
Right.
And he said, Logan, I'm going to blow your friend's fucking brains out.
Right now.
Unless you suck my dick.
Yeah.
Unless you blow me. You should have gone there, bro.
Okay.
That's
the only circumstance.
That's my boy. I'm sucking a fat cock.
Right. Anyone in this room.
Ooh.
Like if it was any of these guys in the room, you would suck everyone's penis. If it was this little guy right here, would you do him?
He'd have to.
I would do Puerto Rican guy.
Well, he's my videographer. I would do it. That's my little boy.
What about little?
In a heartbeat, Iran. Balls down the throat.
All right,
Georgie,
Mikey, Mike,
100%, 100%, 100%.
Me,
I wouldn't do it.
You just blew his brains out, dude.
Why? I would come so quick.
No.
And he has cologne, dude.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah. It's cologne.
I'm not sucking your dick. I'm not sucking your dick. I'm sucking Dick Ransom guy's dick.
I know, but if I was Dick Ransom guy.
Oh, you're Dick Ransom?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa.
In this situation, if any of us was Dick Ransom guy, I had Mike. I had a fucking AK-47 to his
in
head.
Your hand. In one hand, dude.
That's how strong I am. Is that a big gun? AK-47?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you look at me when you asked that? Now you're racist.
I don't know.
You looked at it.
Have you ever held one?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. It's a big gun, and if you held it with one hand, it'd be impressive. Can you imagine a rifle in one hand?
Just like
one hand, right?
Wait.
Go ahead.
I just want to get back to this
.
Because I find this interesting. You know, like I said, sexuality is fluid. And you came on this podcast, you said, I'm not gay, but that you have sucked a dick.
Yeah. You know, it can I just say something? That, I mean, I do internal thinking and I discuss things with myself. Am I bisexual? And I would say my first gut instinct would say, no, you're not. Because all my penis sucking was done when I was a kid. Like, you know, middle school, you know what I mean, time period. Yeah, go ahead. This is interesting. This is great. I love it.
I don't know about you.
Well, it was the penis you were sucking someone that was your age?
Yes.
You were experimenting?
Experimenting, yes.
Did you...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have an urge to do the dick sucking. When you were older,
no.
You know what? It all makes sense to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
Well, in his defense, some girls hate sucking dick too. Like they don't like or anybody who likes sucking dick.
What does that
have
to do with anything?
Yeah, well, that's a piece of
information. No, I think that doesn't mean
no. That's a piece of fucking information.
Whoa, hold
that
on.
You shouldn't have fucking said
first
this.
Of all,
now.
First of all,
you ruined the flow of everything, dude.
You really did, George.
What the fuck?
You're fully around when you're talking to.
Okay, go ahead, George.
And second of all, no, there's gay guys like I don't like sucking dick. It's not a gay thing. Some people just don't like sucking dick. Now turn around and know the wisdom I give you.
Whoa!
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm on the same page now.
All right.
Thank you for clarifying.
So now am I gay then? With that information,
I don't know you well enough, but I would say from the information I've heard this podcast, you don't sound gay to me.
Okay, good.
But also,
I wouldn't mind. Even if I was, I wouldn't be in the closet, and I would be very proud of the fact.
I'm just here to help you discover more about yourself.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I'm Jake Paul's brother.
That's right.
Bobby, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
if you, it's like a Friday night, right? You're going out to catch with the homies, right? Your dick is all covered with Tom Ford cologne. You sprayed that baby up, right? You're going, you eat some, you know.
Go ahead. Go there.
Some fucking,
sushi.
You have the cheeseburger. You have the fucking cheeseburger with
pizza. That's not what you wanted to say.
I was not going
to
say shrimp fried rice.
That's not what you
wanted
to say.
I wasn't going to fucking
He was going to say Peking duck.
You have the cheeseburger, okay. Right?
Wait. What race, what nationality am I? I'm going to ask. I think you know. I don't. Go ahead. And if you answer wrongly, we're done. Because I'm telling you right now, you should have some research. Because I'm a guest. So what nationality am I? I'm American, but like, where are my parents from?
My guess, based on overall skeletal structure and skin tone,
yeah,
hair,
yeah,
style of dress,
yeah,
culture,
uh-huh,
would be Korea.
We're friends forever now.
Amazing. Wow.
We're friends forever now.
Listen, I play a dumb on the show, but I study my culture.
So you knew beforehand?
I did not.
That was based on what you saw.
Yes.
You know what? Wow.
We play on a different plane. That's good.
That's
right.
That's
great. So let's go back to
what I was saying.
I had no.
Oh, you're back to the gun.
Yeah, I have the AK-47. I gotta go back
somehow.
Yeah. Somehow, right? I have the AK-47. Yeah, I pointed it at Mike's head.
Yeah.
I go, fucking Logan. Yeah. I'm gonna blow this fucking motherfucker's fucking brain down. Brain down? Is that what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna brain down him. You know what I mean? Big time, bigly. I'm gonna say what Donald Trump said.
Oh yeah, bigly.
You know what I mean? Bigly. You know what I mean?
Vagina.
If you don't suck my dick, would you do it?
I'm sucking your dick, man.
Yeah.
I'm sucking your dick.
Let me ask you this, Mike. How about you?
First of all, what's my name?
Mike. I mean, no, that's Mike.
Nice.
George.
Wow. Let's go. One of us is going to stump somebody on this show.
No.
Someone's getting stumped.
Somebody's getting stumped.
Before you got here, I looked up your ethnicity out of respect for you.
Really? No, you just did the Google.
Okay, I did.
I know. I saw my peruse. So what would you do, George?
If what?
Do you listen? I have Mike, AK-47, mm-hmm, suck my dick, mm-hmm, or he dies.
Mike?
Yeah.
See you, Mike.
Me.
Logan? Yeah. Later, Logan. And then right before they die, I go, remember all those Christian jokes?
Hey.
Remember all those Middle Eastern jokes?
Yeah. Your girlfriend.
My girlfriend? Oh, yes, my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Bro, that would be the best blowjob you ever have in your life. Like, you will literally kidnap my girlfriend once
a
week.
Wait. You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unfucking believable.
She's actually dope.
Really?
Yeah. What's up, bro?
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I love it.
Can I finish my question?
Why do you raise your hand?
Because I was taught to in the American schooling system.
Why do you say American? I went through the same schooling system.
Bobby, I was just adding a description.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You wouldn't, if I was Sebastian Maniscalco, who you just had, right?
Do you want to know what I asked Sebastian Maniscalco?
You would have never said American school system.
Do you want to know what I asked him?
What?
I asked him, does your father know where Jimmy Hoffa's buried? Because you're, bro, I played into that fucking mobster motherfucker, Sebastian Maniscalco. I know him and his family are fucking connected through the trash management business.
They're not.
Fucking know it. I'm telling you, you might not think so.
No.
You see The Sopranos? Satriales Deli?
I know the family.
You think you know the family,
okay.
Bob. Bob, you think you know the family.
Okay.
That father, that AK-47 you're talking about,
yeah.
He's got 100 of those in a trash can in Trenton, New Jersey right now. I'm not playing. I'm positive, bro.
Okay.
And he knows where Hoffa's buried.
Okay.
Let me finish my question.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going out on a Friday night, right, with your boys, and you go to catch.
Who?
You.
Those guys. Those guys.
Oh, those guys.
I would never go out with them.
He was actually shocked that he came.
I didn't even care, right?
I don't know. You're going out with fucking Chelsea Handler. I don't fucking know.
Can I create my posse?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
May I create my posse?
Of course.
So I'm out with Dominic Monaghan. You know who that is? You don't know Dominic Monaghan?
No, from Lost?
No, he was a hobbit.
Yeah. Let me see.
He was Merry.
Dominic Monaghan?
Yeah.
Are you his boy? Or is
he's my friend.
Just a draft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
from Lost. Which, like you said.
We're not big listeners.
Like you just said.
That's what he just said.
We don't listen.
You don't listen.
I love this guy. Spoiler, whatever. It was years ago.
He does podcasts. You should have him on.
When he died in Lost.
You cried. You were happy?
That sucked.
What does that mean?
No, got me, bro.
Yeah,
that guy was the shit.
That guy's the shit.
And he drowned.
He drowned, yeah.
Fuck. All right, okay.
I'm out with Dom, right? I'm out with Eric Stone Street from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Right? He's the fat gay guy in it.
Okay.
Right?
Good choice.
Yeah, it's a quick good choice. I'm out with Andrew Santino, my podcast.
Yeah, partner, right? Yes.
Now I know the fucking group.
Yep.
Continue your analogy.
Hell yeah.
You get to catch. Everybody else gets, obviously,
the food that is offered there, but you, for some reason, opt for a cheeseburger and pizza. I don't know why. We don't have to talk about that. Drinks start coming out. You're not having any. You're drinking a...
What am I drinking? Sake?
Everybody else, everybody else is drinking
a milk tea boba.
Everybody else is drinking. Everybody else is drinking boba tree and boba tea.
Yeah.
You're having a Coke.
A Diet
You're
Coke.
Having a Diet,
a Diet Coke.
Coke.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Where is this going?
Yeah. And I think this is just his way of like wanting to be racist, but doing it in a
It's not.
Yeah. And I really like it. So continue.
I'll make it quicker. I would have been there faster if we didn't stop every time. But
no. I need to do the background.
I love it.
No, I like the specific.
You're like
I'm
me.
Out with my friends. We're at a bar.
Not a bar. That catch.
A catch. What's a catch?
Yeah, Catch LA. It's a restaurant.
Oh, it is? I didn't know. Yeah. Do they serve boba there?
No.
All right. So what do they serve there?
It's seafood, baby.
Seafood. I'm having a seafood platter.
You're having Chilean sea bass.
Yeah, it works.
I love Chilean sea bass.
See,
I have a
he's
diet
like
Coke.
Me. He's like me. I get it. This act right. 20 minutes.
I get it.
Right. This better be good because we're going a long
that's
way.
That's
a long way to get there.
We're deep.
All right.
The night starts turning up. Your boys start acting crazy, playing.
In what way?
You know, Santino starts grab-assing on a couple of the other guys. It's firing up. Things are heating up. Now, walking by, you see a group of two fine things, bro. Like, you know, thick Latinas, for example, right? You're just like, walk by. Actually, you don't have a reaction yet. No,
that's your thing. Wait.
Don't worry about it.
So in this scenario, because I don't like that type.
Two rail-thin, coked-out models from fucking Greenwich,
flat
Connecticut.
Asses.
No yeah, ass.
Flat
no,
asses.
Not even. No asses.
Bony, flat
they're
asses.
Horizontal line. Vertical
right,
line.
Right.
They walk by two-dimensional.
They're planks.
Scoliosis.
Yeah. No one's doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
They walk past,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But closely behind them, two businessmen walk by, dressed in suits, looking studly, cologne dicks. All that shit, bro, right?
May I?
Absolutely. You can, as many times as you want.
Don't ever go in my shop. Don't ever do my shop. So let me ask you this, okay?
Yep.
Are they white?
Yeah.
The businessmen?
Yeah, they're white.
And they have real good suits on?
Really good suits.
I don't fuck with it.
They're large African-American men, and they're wearing clothing bought from the Goodwill suits. Like knit suits from Goodwill.
I can go.
They're
there.
Like hobos, dude.
I can go there.
Okay, they walk past, but right. Very good looking, right?
How do I know that they're together?
They're not. They're just walking together because they had a meeting, dude. They sell real estate, so they had a meeting right before they went
with
to
these catch. Bony supermodels.
No, they're just in front of them. They're 5 feet in front of them. They're walking also.
They don't know each other.
They have no idea who each other.
Yo, can you please get?
No. I like it. I like it. I need it this way.
I only do what he says.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's get
the guest.
All right.
Girls had just done a, you know, couple grams of
if
coke.
If these two black guys have nothing to do with the fucking scenario, though, I'm going to be very angry.
Oh, they do.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, you're sitting there, yeah. And you scope both groups walk by, right?
Yeah.
In this fluid, you know, 12-year-old dick-sucking state right, that you exist in, right? But right now.
What?
Fuck. Which one of those two groups gets your blood flowing more? Like, which one of those are you
I'm not gay, so the fucking women, okay. Dude.
Yep.
He did drugs. I'm sorry.
Then wait, that's what you. You could go. What do you like better, two white girls or two black girls?
Could have said that, but you wanted every fucking intimate detail. You wanted to know their birth dates, their birth cities. You wanted to see their motherfucking passport,
yeah.
Bobby Lee.
That's the. Oh my god.
All right. It was a long-winded way.
Oh yeah.
To be asking
the
you.
Women, because I'm not gay, dude. What
Fine.
The fuck, bro?
Fine. Last time I ever fucking talked to you about a fun,
she's
intriguing analogy.
Dude, she's beautiful. But you know what? Can I just? Is that your girlfriend?
It is.
You know, it's so weird. Without fame, you wouldn't get that. Anyway,
you know what's weird?
Dude, if you worked at...
I know.
You do, right? If you worked at a falafel place, there's no way.
Okay, so why... Why a falafel place?
Does
you know what?
Like
we're actually going to a Korean barbecue after this, and I was going to invite
which one?
You.
Which one?
But now you're not... The one with the pinball machines.
I don't know that one.
Now that's racist. You should know...
No, I only do Chosun. I'll go to parks. Really good ones. Anyway, let's move on.
Wait, is the...
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to do you, but I will you.
Am I being mean today?
Dude,
no.
We love mean.
No, because I just got here.
We love.
Like I'm being aggressive and mean. What about, I want to ask my guys, am I being too aggressive? Am I
good? You're good. He goes, double thumbs.
I have to check myself because I've wanted to say some crazy ass shit.
You should.
And I've been editing.
No, you should. You
No, I cannot. You know what I mean? With this fucking guy. Anyway, let's go on. Go ahead. What was you going to say?
I could go so many directions with you, but I'm just curious, like what kind of women you are into.
You know, I'm really right now into, well, because I've dated Asians, you know, and I've dated Mexicans. The last two was, the last one was, I, you know, I was with Kalala for 10 years. She was half Asian.
Yeah.
The one before that was a Mexican. Mm. So I kind of rotate. So right now I'm doing the white thing.
Nice.
I like
How's it.
It
been? How's it been so far?
It's pretty good. I like counting the freckles on their bodies.
Okay.
They love it. They have rough Clint Eastwood skin.
Oh,
they yeah. all do. Like, you know what I mean? Even when they put moisturizer, it's like sandpaper. I love it.
Wait, Clint Eastwood in the Mule? Like what?
Yeah,
what
era? Mule.
Got
Mule.
It.
Not like, not old. Not Fistful of Dollars.
Got it, got
yeah. Talk not the good, the bad, and the ugly. Right.
Wait, wait, wait. Hold on. I gotta stand up. I gotta stand up for them. I don't think that's true.
Okay, I'm gonna say something right now. Can I take this off?
Yeah, of course.
There's. I can tell already. Your skin looks smooth as fuck, bro.
Can I take this off?
Yeah, of course.
Let's do a contest.
Oh fuck!
Okay.
I want to do a contest, and I want Mike and George to be the judge.
Hold on. What part of the body are we
you
rubbing?
Look so any, I don't give a fuck.
It
what
can't
part?
Be. It can't be hands because I have some. I have rough hands.
Arms,
back. Will you do back?
Will you do back?
Oh, that's so much.
That's
work.
So work.
Hold on.
It's work.
I have a soft ass back.
Ass.
You know what, dude?
It's the only
with this challenge. I will do back, and I've never tested my back.
Yeah,
I will do back with this challenge.
Yo, I could win this.
All right. So let's do it in a way where they have to close their eyes. Yeah. Right. Like a Wait, blindfold
and,
test
and shuffle us.
Yeah, they're gonna have to shuffle. So,
it's not gonna. That's not gonna work.
It's gonna work. Wait, just let it build.
I don't think it's gonna work.
All right, so do you have a blindfold for him?
Yeah, give me my neck brace from earlier.
Yeah, give him the neck brace.
Bro.
We'll use the neck brace.
Your license is hilarious.
This is gonna work.
You may have to take off your headphones.
Take their headphones off. You don't need to hear it.
No, because he's gonna have to move, right?
What?
He's gonna have to, how do you plan on the back?
I don't know.
Oh, we're gonna move around.
Use one hand and hold it with one? Yeah, right?
Bobby and Logan will have to get up and move.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I see.
So,
Dude, Bobby, if you put your dick in my hand, bro, I swear. Don't do it, dude. Dude, Bobby, I swear to God, I've never touched a dick in my life. Bobby.
So we're gonna see who has the softer back.
Wait.
Who has the softer back?
Logan, go ahead. All right. No. Bro,
Bobby, I used to withdraw from crack. We'll do back. I'm so sorry. Can we just do a visual test on the two? Did you just touch your first dick? No, I don't feel any shit. Bobby, Mike's done touching needles, if you don't mind.
Oh my God.
By the way, here's your license, and it's so cute. Look how cute you. When he was.
Why do you have his wallet? What the fuck?
Right, let's go. Okay. All right, so do mine first.
Wait.
Bro, I can tell already you're losing, Logan.
Just touch my back.
Bro, it's motherfucking silk, bro. Oh, it is silk, bro.
Do Logan.
But I need you to do upper back.
Yeah.
Why upper?
You pick the right body part because your back is really smooth. I would like. It's ridiculous, bro. It's like a baby's ass, dude.
Yeah, you can touch it. You can touch it. Okay. That's not
close, but he wins by a tiny bit.
Right? Yeah. God,
that whole experiment was pointless.
I don't even know.
What a stupid fucking experiment.
Can I ask?
There we go. Bobby Lee has a softer back than me.
Dude, can I deliver one iota of fucking?
Can you help me with this fucking thing, man? Why is this happening?
Dude, can we deliver one iota of value and then we'll go back to the grab ass?
Stop saying iota. Like,
no,
you know
shut
shit.
Your fucking
You don't know anything.
Yeah. You just lost another fucking matchup, dude. This one was just a back scratching contest. You lost. You always lose.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Do you think we've been talking about some wild topics today, dude?
We've been
racism towards it. We're grabbing each other's cocks. Here's my question, dude. Do we live? How soft is this society we currently live in, and where is the line drawn, bro? People are gonna be sad. People watching this episode, bro, Huffington Post is gonna run an article about this episode. They're gonna be like, Logan Paul reverts to his old ways.
They are gonna say that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
What's your old way?
Just kind of insensitivity.
No, I don't. No, no.
I can promise you, there's gonna be.
I can promise you this that I'm gonna say something. And I want to watch my words, but to me, it's like no one in this room has been insulted. We're having fun. We live in a day and age where there's millions of podcasts people can listen to, so they can pick and choose. And as a comedian, and I've been in this business since 1995, everything we've done right now makes me laugh. If I watched this as a, you know, as a voyeur or a listener, I'd be like, oh, that was really funny and crazy and weird. And if you're offended by it, you can listen to Morning Joe or some political one, or, you know what I mean, or This American Life or whatever fancy, you know, what you want, you know what I mean? But there's nothing here that made me go, oh, this is weird.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that.
In fact, can I say another compliment? Although you're not a stand-up comedian, because that's who I usually do podcasts with, all three of you, even you, man, right, have a playfulness like a professional comedian. Mm. I trust your instincts, and I've been having a blast.
Oh, frick yeah.
Right, and I respect you.
Thank you.
Dude, I feel like this is about to take a
turn. No, it's not. It's not. No, because I want to be real. You know what I mean? I'm not no fucking, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me say something.
Go ahead.
I appreciate that you can be real.
Thank you.
I sometimes have a hard time conversing with comedians who are only just living the joke land. And yeah. I think it's important to be able to go back and forth. And you can tell that you're seasoned as fuck. Not only your comedic experience and your...
I'm not seasoned. I don't care.
But you're great. You're good.
No, I'm just being myself. Even before I came up here, they were like, what are you going to do? I go, I don't know. I'm a little nervous because I've never done that before. But I just know that instinctually, if things went awry and it wasn't working, then I'm just being myself and I did the best I can. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm just trying to have fun and I'm playing with other guys that do the same thing that I do. So it's like, I wouldn't think too much about it.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
And not to get too serious, but is your comedy, is this jovial nature that you exude coming from a place of trauma?
Yes.
Fuck. See, that's where, for me, I don't want to poke a bear inside of you that actually hurts you.
I'll tell you why it's okay, because if I was somebody that wasn't treating my trauma and I didn't have weekly therapy with my trauma therapist and doing EMDR... I sometimes go away out of town to Phoenix and I do a 7-day psychotherapy, you know what I mean, week. Mm. And I do it, done a couple times. You know, I've been very mindful about, you know, getting healthy and trying to improve myself. So, no, none of this stuff is hitting anywhere remotely close to anything that's going to trigger me or anything.
I was going to ask, how much of this has to do with the fact that we are four signed on willing participants to this conversation? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no victim because we're having a go.
You know, when I used to do this show called Opie and Anthony, and the first time I did it years ago, it was with Jim Norton, Greg Giraldo, Patrice O'Neill, all the like heavyweights in New York. And I would walk into the room and they would go, na 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 na, and we would laugh. I would make fun of them, how fat Patrice is, back and forth. It's a language that, you know, I understand. It's the way I bond with people. I kind of equate it to back in the day, hundreds of years ago, if you went to a city that had a dock, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a Seattle, and there are different people from different lands. Maybe people had different languages. The one way that people would be able to bond is make fun of each other, tease, you know what I mean? And, you know, as long as the intent was out of love, I think it's okay. If you're teasing me and call me Kim Jong-un and then you have a fucking rope and you were going to hang me, right? Then the intention is weird and that's wrong.
Or right? Like a bigger missile.
But yeah, because I know that I'm better than you.
Right.
I mean, not better. No, but what I know is I know who I am. I know I love myself. I know that I'm funny. I know that I belong in the comedy business. I've done too many things in my life and I've just gained too much confidence to like let that stuff affect me.
Such a big point. Yeah.
Have you always been like that?
No.
Like when you were on Mad TV, a lot of the sketches were playing on you being Asian. And
yeah, but you know, let me say something. It's like, did Deborah Wilson play Whitney Houston? Yes. Did Aries play Bobby Brown? Yes. You know what I mean? I mean, you're gonna play. I'm not, you know, but then one year I played John McCain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I played John McCain. So it's like, you know, it's a sketch show. They're going to cast me as Connie Chung and some other Asian parts and stuff. They're going to cast me as Japanese businessman number one. I'm okay with it because that's what I signed up for. That's what the show is.
It's funny because this activity, this play, this charade that we've had on the podcast today is a microcosm for a brewing conversation that's kind of existing within society today.
Yes.
And you have these, you know, different groups of people that are saying things that are outside of what is socially acceptable for different reasons, right? And so I wanted to use this as a format to pick your brain on where you think people are going awry and going wrong with it and where you think people are doing it okay. Is there a lot? Kanye West.
Wow, that's fucking right to the fuck. All right, so I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know any of Kanye West's mental stability and what he has in terms of, like, you know, if he has bipolar. I don't know any of that information. To me, it seems like he needs to be on some sort of medication. To me, some of his behavior is based on mania and being manic.
Yep.
Right? And so I attribute that to more of a, you know, I could be wrong. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? But,
well, he's talked about it in his music. He's mentioned it multiple times in his lyrics.
Yeah.
When I'm off my Lexapro, he's talked about his bipolar nature in a lot of his songs. And obviously the people that are supporting him in his current trajectory will say that that was all just a show and it's not real, but it is real. And everybody who knows someone with mental illness knows that Kanye is having an episode right now. It's the most obvious situation.
To me, as a layman and watching, it seems as though there's something going on. But is it okay what he's doing? No.
Yeah, see, that's the only thing, because, like, while you know, we all know, I think it's pretty apparent he's suffering from some sort of mental illness, it just doesn't give him a pass for the current shit he's saying. You know, like, what is the line, Mike?
Well, that's what I guess the line, it comes down to, we're making very, like, funny niche references to things and then moving on. When you go on a targeted rampage towards an ethnic or religious group for a significant amount of time and make bold claims that then lead to other groups starting to activate towards a place of violence towards that group, you've crossed the line.
Yes.
There's no fucking question. There's no, oh, I'm curious if you've gone too far. Like when an entire group of people starts to feel the heat because of the words of one person, you've got a problem.
It's like, you know, there's some people that have mental illness that will become a school shooter or will kill people. And then there's many people with that same mental illness that don't do that stuff. Mm. Right. So it's like, I don't know, you know,
I just think he's hurt, dude.
I think so too. And it's sad to watch.
Yep.
I think that if he wasn't, you know what I mean, so talented and who he was as a person, it's about, I feel like there's not enough people that's going to check him because he's the king, right?
It's got to be his circle.
He's probably surrounded himself with yes men and people that are afraid of him, right? I'm sure his wife, Kim, at the time, maybe was one of the places where he could get checked, but that's no longer there, you know? Yeah. So I don't know about his personal life, you know, but it's sad to see, you know, but I want to go back to why I think podcasts are flourishing is because I think network shows and movies and Hollywood has gone way too woke. And now, you know, my podcast and other podcasts like it are thriving because we filled in a gap. Right. And it's like, I just feel like as long as it's full of love and your intentions are good. It's like when people roast each other at, like, a roast battle.
Sure.
They say the most fucked up things, but it's a way of connecting, you know what I mean? And it's healthy, I think, in many ways.
We, on this podcast, have a little bit of different set of rules. That was beautiful.
I love you, man.
I love you, too. When you're done, I would love to chime in on this.
I was just going to say, like, we have a different set of rules in this podcast, and clips can be and will be taken out of context, and then we'll have to refute those clips with clips that are taken in context, and your disclaimer about how we're all feeling and the consent that we've all given each other to play in this environment, it's different, dude. I'm telling you, you're a comedian, I'm fucking Jake Paul's brother, like
yeah,
the veil of what I'm allowed to say is much different because you live in that space of free form entertainment and no holds bars.
Well, you're a bigger name.
Well, what the fuck?
And there's more of a spotlight on you. You are.
Well,
you are.
I said when I have fun.
I know.
My friends.
But you know, but can I ask you, I'm going to say something to you. Right. Is, do you have to read it?
That's what I
said. It doesn't, I don't care. I don't give a shit who says what. I do give a shit when one of the things catches traction and then brands start pulling out. And then people I'm partnered with maybe regret their decision to partner with me, and it actually starts to affect my bottom line, my business. That's when it is a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can you let that stuff go?
Yeah, I can let anything go. And I've done it before, and I'll be fine. But then, it's back to the bottom of the mountain, and I have to fight my way. Well, I guess I'm
quite
enough.
You're quite insulated at this moment from that type of blowback. I mean, you're working with partners that understand that you're a joking, complex, and deep individual. There's 400 episodes of this show to prove that you are and aren't certain things. I think you've done a good enough job insulating yourself from that type of bull. I personally don't give a single fuck. I'm on the same page as you.
Don't get me wrong. I do give a fuck. I do give a fuck. But what I'm saying is, because the questions I'm asking Logan are questions that I ask myself.
Yep.
Okay. There was a time after Mad TV in my career where Hollywood didn't want to fuck with me and I couldn't really get anything going. And it looked like it was over for me in terms of maybe not get a day job. I mean, I could play smaller comedy clubs and still make a living, right? But it just felt like that had all passed, right? And now in my life, I feel like I have it back, right? There's a lot of things happening. I'm super busy and people are fucking with me again. But I've asked myself this question, was I happier then or am I happier now? And that's, and you know, at that time when I wasn't doing well in my career is when I met Kalila and we were dating and I was in love with her and everything was so simple and fun. And I had kind of let go of material things in a weird way, you know? And I always ask myself lately, where was I happier? And I don't know. I could have been happier then.
Interesting. Fuck. Really interesting.
To get it to George, because I know that's an incredibly hard seat to sit in when you want to ask questions. I'm going to throw this to you, too. George has always claimed that some of his days flipping burgers at Five Guys prior to all this shit were some of his simple and happiest days. And so it's a good question. I want to ask George, what did you want to throw something out?
Well, yeah, actually, I don't really talk about it because I don't like to waste people's time. I'm very collective. So if I have an issue that's deep in my soul or whatever I'm dealing with, I'll go to people like my mom and dad, honestly, because, they knew my whole life. They know my decision-making. I'll go to my friends if I know I could get a good answer out of them. But if I know it's just going to be like, oh, no, I just made the room uncomfortable. But for 2 years of my life recently was the hardest years of my life. I gained 40 pounds of weight. I was really, honestly, if I was not Christian, I'd probably be suicidal. And it was really, really bad. I never told anybody about it. And it was pissing me off because it was the most exciting years of my life. I was getting everything I've ever dreamt about. Money was no longer an issue. Not that it ever was, even. Like, I just couldn't understand why I got everything that I've ever prayed for, but yet I was so unbelievably depressed. And I never let anybody know because I was always the guy who tried to make people laugh. But once I fixed my focus, everything changed.
Yeah.
When I was at Five Guys, I make that reference because I remember I do evaluate a lot of things and reflect. And when I was at Five Guys, it was simpler. It was me with my friends. It was, I'm so sorry. It was
your touches are very aggressive. Hard and aggressive.
I'm so sorry.
Even that little poke, if it's like my body shuddered. And I don't know if it's your vibe or you know what I mean, but just don't do it again.
Okay, I won't.
You beat him.
Yeah.
But I reflected on that, and when I figured out what it was that I'm holding on to things that I shouldn't be holding on to. For example,
like
my
what?
Career, my finances, my position in life. And when I realized that once you let it go and just really enjoy the moment and the journey of it and not be so scared of like, where am I going to be in 2 years from now? What am I going to be doing if this doesn't
because
happen?
Because it's not real.
The
future is not real.
A mirage. And for me to like, dude, like I didn't even know I was going to be with my best friends doing a podcast where And I don't mean this in a cocky way, but like, dude, this put me on a very strong map and it made a lot of my avenues blow up. So I'm it's very like blessed, but I didn't know I was going to be here. So
it's for like,
me,
that's, are you done? It was just a long monologue.
He was just waiting.
Let me just say something. I loved what you were saying. It was just very long.
Yeah, that's usually me. Yeah, yeah. That's usually.
But you know, I got what you're saying, and you really inspired me, George. And can I say something?
Comedians
right?
suck.
No.
I hate comedians.
No, I want to say something.
Sebastian suck. Left me on red. Yeah. You suck. First of all, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Do not
okay,
touch
my
me.
My bad.
Thank you.
All right, but yeah, we just need writers to edit that down. Like, if we had a staff of writers, they'd be like, yeah, we'll cut that. But
I'm sorry.
Essentially, it was a really good model.
Usually, when I do my comedy, I don't have writers in the room. I actually write my own stuff.
Okay, I can tell. Maybe you should get a writer. But my point is...
Oh, fuck, George. You had it all, buddy.
You had it all.
You took the AK-47 and blew your fucking brains out.
You know what's so funny about this?
I hope so.
In my sweet, like, friendly way, yeah. I thought I was doing such a good thing by lobbing the ball over there.
Yeah.
And I just wish... So,
you know what? I should have caught it. When you lobbied the ball, I should have caught it and then, like, just thrown it back or something. No, but that was very good.
It was good. The point is there, for sure.
Yeah.
I want to put one asterisk on the point. I understand at that time you were stressing about the future, your career, your job, your relationships and everything. And that drove you to a place of unhappiness, perhaps because you felt dissatisfied with where you were, or even more likely, unsure of how you were going to get to where you were going to go. Yep. And while that is a very real stressor and can lead people down a dark path into a not so fun place, that's called pressure, brother. And some people aren't built to handle that. Others are.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I tuned you guys
I saw out. You. I was looking at you. I'm like, yo, he's delivering a beautiful message.
I thought
message
you guys were, because your back was towards me.
No.
So I thought you guys were talking to each other. My bad.
He said something during this podcast, and I'm going to reiterate. Do you fucking listen?
No,
he's under a lot of stress over there.
Why?
I'm taking George's.
Why?
Because he was delivering a very heartfelt message, and now he feels like it was ill-received.
No, what are you talking about? You delivered a great message. I mean,
it
I said
very
just.
No.
Oh,
all right. No, I get what's going on. I get what's, listen, can I say something, okay? Jordan, I won't, all right, George.
It's so sad.
What I'm saying is that when you were talking, we were here for that 30 minutes. Right? We were in tune with everything you were saying.
It is true.
Yes. That's
right? And what I was going to interject was, there's an old saying, if you have 1 foot in front of the future, 1 foot in the past, you're pissing on today.
I love that.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying, is that live in the moment.
Did
with
somebody else write that?
Yeah, I didn't write that. I just said that's an old saying. You're acting like a fucking asshole. Right?
Right. George, you also you're don't really want acting. This smoke. Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give up. Play the sad role.
Right.
It's working
Yeah.
Your eyebrows were way too thick.
They are.
And you got to get that trimmed. You look like a fucking animal.
You do.
Yeah. Anyway, are you good?
Yes.
Dude, are you really sensitive right now and sad?
No, he's like,
I'm going.
You're doing a bit. You're doing a bit. Yeah. Okay.
You promise you're doing a bit.
What?
Promise you're doing a bit.
You're doing a bit right now.
He's fine. He's fine. Cut the shit, guys.
Yeah, cut the shit.
It's like you're in the locker room whipping each other with fucking towels. Cut the fucking shit. All
right.
You're talking about
my dick. I wouldn't be that sensitive.
Good. All right. So we
wait. Let me just finish.
All right. Go.
I just wanted to say.
Dude, that's your nickname.
No. That,
go ahead.
Pressure makes diamonds, and sometimes that shit can be good. And it's good. It isn't always bad to challenge yourself and have those stresses in your life, especially if you're a super goal oriented person who wants to achieve great things. You just have to know your limits and what you're capable of before you drive yourself to fucking depression and insanity.
Though. But that's the opposite of what he's saying. He because that pressure comes from a place of complex desire to achieve certain goals. He's talking about a life of such simplicity that those pressures are not built into it. You're reliant on things that are outside.
No, I know. So that's what I'm saying.
You can't control anything, man.
I can control some stuff.
You can control you can suit up and show up, wake up, do the best you can and all that stuff, right?
Damn right.
But in terms of outcome, you cannot control it.
But I can influence it in a way that's much more favorable in my decision with certain actions and effort.
But regardless, negative things is still going to happen.
All the time.
Can I bring up the biggest one that I saw this year that really drove it home for me? This is fucked up and it's sad.
Can I ask you another question? Do you have a lot of bush down there?
No, I keep it completely shaved.
I can tell.
Completely fucking.
You're like I me.
Because
but
I
you seem bushy.
Yeah.
Wait, whoa, what? What?
No, I'm gonna show you. I'm not gonna show you my penis, but look.
Who are the girls with? Are they?
Is it like this?
Yeah, actually, got it.
I don't think many men are leaving it bushy these days.
I really don't like bushy.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Who are the women? Oh,
shout out to the Myman Group, by the way.
Wait, you guys own this house?
Sorry, you had to see Bobby Lee's dick right when you walked in.
Yeah, apologies for that.
She's run it back.
She said pull it out again.
I think she said run it back.
Bro, no, she's the realtor in the porn sites, though. The one that... She's not actually a realtor.
Redemption for George. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. What were you saying, Bobby Lee?
I don't know what I was saying.
I don't know, but Mike's Confederate joke I thought was...
That was really good. Yeah. Why do you keep raising your hand? Just interject. Shut up.
Oh, my God. Gang signs in the back.
All right.
The one that drove home for me that's like with... That goes along with what you're saying against his kind of is I was watching this fucking news clip earlier in the year of this speeding lady that sped through the intersection and just.
I saw that.
Okay.
That was brutal.
Wait, like 100 miles an hour. That one.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Just horrifying. And imagine, you know, there was this woman in the car who was, I think, pregnant. Right. And also had correct. Was driving with all of these best laid plans, all of these pressures, all of these ideas for greatness and success and tasks that needed to be fulfilled to achieve a certain goal.
This is so depressing. Go on.
All right, nah, you know what?
No, keep going. Keep going.
My point is,
I want you to keep going. All right, so yes, you're right. Tragedies happen.
You're right. I'm with you. No, I'm with you. What I'm trying to say is to support your thought, which is that even with the best laid plans, those external factors can just uproot everything that you've ever worked for. And it's such a weird thing, and it's why you need to be present and grateful for the things that you have in life.
Right, because it can be gone in an instant.
Yeah.
It can be gone. That's what your point is, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in a flash. The Koreans that died in Halloween.
Respectfully, can you get out of my shot?
Oh, sorry, my bad.
You shot?
Yeah. My bad, I did what you did. My bad.
Yeah. What Koreans? Oh, there's a big trampling.
Why'd you have to bring the fucking
car?
Now you.
Sorry.
We opened so funny.
It was so strong.
No, but this, and now we cannot go Olsen, back. How do we get back Olsen. Into fun
I know.
When you did fucking that death?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you eat cheeseburgers?
That's not the question you wanted to
ask. No, it is. He always wants to get here with our guests.
Do you eat cheeseburgers?
Bro, can I say something to you, bro?
Absolutely, brother.
I'll tell you one of my top foods are, all right? Korean I love because I'm Korean, right?
Sure.
But when it comes to American food, right? Cheeseburgers is my top food.
Let's fucking go!
I
won't flip the table.
Yeah.
Sorry to the Myman group.
Let's talk about fuckface.
Fuck yeah, bitch.
All right, bitch.
Fuck.
Bitch. Look at me, dude, right? Let's talk about what the best hamburgers in town is, though.
Oh my God, you're speaking Mike's language.
Oh, if I could jerk off right now, I fucking would.
Fucking do it. It's America, dude.
Yeah, but the Myman Group is
Robert there. E. Lee. So we're getting back there. We're getting back to comedy.
Okay. See, I told you the cheeseburger question.
So, what's your number one in LA?
Right now, it's a place called For the Win on Franklin, but I do also enjoy Burger She Wrote on Beverly. Those are like my top two.
You been?
No.
Whoa. I'm going to give you a motherfucker.
How about Hi-Ho? Have you had?
Delicious. 9.2. I run the world's most viewed internet cheeseburger review show, Bobby Lee.
So you're saying, that these two places that you just fucking mentioned is better than Hi-Ho?
Better than Hi-Ho.
Wow. So write this down, George.
Burger She Wrote.
Burger She Wrote.
For the Win.
Why though? Is it
Love Hour in Koreatown?
Hey, fuckface, right? Don't point at me, Chachi. All right? Let me ask you something.
What did you want me to write down?
Not you, that George. Not
you. Oh, got you.
Right. Let me ask you something. Yes, is Burger She Wrote thick meat?
Smash Burger. Smash Burgers have taken over the world, Bobby Lee.
Oh, I love Smash Burger.
Yep.
Oh,
you're
thin meat.
You're gonna love these places.
Yeah, I know what Smash Burger is, dude.
It's like the burger equivalent of the Gluck Gluck dick, you know?
No.
What?
What's a Gluck Gluck?
What?
You ever heard of Call Her Daddy?
No, what is Gluck Gluck? Is that a salt and pepper?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
It's spice. Yes.
Is that a way women jerk guys up?
It's more the sound. Think about it.
So they go Gluck Gluck?
As a default of the effort.
Correct.
So penis is in my mouth. I go Gluck Gluck.
Well, you don't say
like
gluck,
I'm chalk.
You don't say
walking a gun?
So someone's got to do it.
I think it's got to be you because you have that Twitter scandal. Where
I did have a dick sucking scandal.
Okay, go ahead. So you're going to do the noise of the gluck gluck?
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, go ahead.
It's like.
Let me close my eyes. Let me get the scenario, okay? So a bony white girl with no butt, you know what I mean, is in my room.
Yeah.
Right?
A polygon.
She's like, hey. I'm like, hi. Right? I got to do the scenario.
Just left.
Not yet. Anyway, what do you want to do today? I want to suck on something. I go, okay. I pull my pants down.
Yeah.
Right? And do I get hard first or do I wait for the gluck gluck to happen?
You're soft until the gluck gluck happens.
Right. No, that's not true. That's not true because gluck gluck's not step
one. Yeah, but if you're with a girl with a bony ass who's a plank, you're going to be soft until the gluck gluck happens.
That's true. That's
for
very
him.
Good.
He wants that.
No, I like that. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, so you're hard.
Right. So
she's already gone through.
So she's like, hey, and I'm mid hard.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm half hard. I'm half hard. Right.
That's right.
And then so she sticks her lips on my guy, Toki. That's my name.
Okay.
Toki
the Dum Dum's my penis name, by the way.
That's fantastic. Mine's name is Chief Wahoo.
Fuck yeah. Maybe they'll meet one day. not fight. But like maybe they'll go out for a meal or, you know what I mean? They'll go to the Wii Spa.
Voda.
Yeah. Maybe they'll, you know what I mean? We can lay on a table and they could just have a combo.
Okay.
No. Do you want to have a, what's your name? Chief what?
Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo, Toki the Dum Dum, on the table and we'll have a little conversation. We'll have some bread and some butter and we'll, and some like, you know what I mean? Apple juice. My Toki loves apple juice, right? Right. And then we'll just, how about we'll do googly eyes on the tips? Dude, that'd be funny, dude.
Don't act like you haven't done that before.
No, I have.
Of course.
Googly eyes on, right? And we'll just do like, what does Chief sound like if he was to talk?
Ooh.
That's it?
That was perfect.
That's the Chief.
It was a preface, but it was perfect.
Toki goes, ah. Right? And you go, ooh. And I'll go, ah. Right? And then maybe they'll spit on each other.
Whoa.
Too much?
Too much? My dick can't spit like
that. Oh, it can. if you do this.
Yeah. If you do the cluck cluck.
Right,
which sounds like.
All right, do the cluck cluck.
I don't know if I could do it. I know. I know.
The chance of you, no pun intended,
I need to look it up.
Pulling out of this joke is zero to sleep.
Yeah. I
you
need,
are, you are, you
we have to do the gluck gluck.
We'll sit here all fucking.
No, I'm pulling it up on YouTube because I can't do it.
Bro.
I've never even tried. I've never even practiced.
So remember
but that's what's funny about it. How about this? Logan, before you.
Oh, that video's from 12 years ago.
Bro, are you fucking stupid?
Are you stupid?
Or just high?
Mike, you do the gluck gluck.
I never agreed to fucking do it. He will fucking. Bobby, don't say anything.
Oh, the third video I got. Look at. Shorts, gluck gluck 9000. But that's Mike's ex girlfriend.
Oh, she's cute.
Her name's Lana Rhodes, and she's the number one porn star in the world.
No, we're not doing this today. Listen to me.
I love her. She's very talented.
She does it.
He does
like both hands at the same time.
Gluck gluck?
Yeah, gluck gluck 9000. This is what it makes.
That's your voice.
Look at the size of that girl.
Oh, that was Mike. That was Mike's vlog.
For the love of Christ, Bobby, I wanted to do an activity. Don't say anything for the next 30 seconds. Let him sit in the pressure to make the sound. How much ad revenue you want to lose today, buddy? People are clicking off.
Bro, I don't even know what gluck gluck is. I'll do gluck gluck. And I don't even know what the fuck it is. Here we go, right?
No, that's just choking on a cop.
Oh, okay, all right. I don't know what it is, all right?
Just fucking...
No, wait.
No, that's warm up.
Oh,
that's stage one.
Let me try, right?
Nope, that's choking.
Oh, that's choking again?
It's more throat.
Oh! Oh! I got it.
Well, that's choking on the cock. Yes.
Right. Wow. That's gluck.
And it's accompanied.
Yeah.
Accompanied by a twisting motion of the hands. Well, that's awesome. Now imagine the size of the dick that you need for that to be.
Well, they could do two fingers.
Whoa!
Right, for me, they would do two fingers.
Whoa!
Yeah. So that's
an expert.
Yeah.
If you got a crab giving you a blowjob, you're dealing with an expert.
A little, I'm on the beach, a little crab, right? Yeah, yeah. They're pincers. Pincers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so that's what I learned something new from you guys.
Well,
Gluck 9000.
Perfected. It was brought by Alex Cooper and
okay.
Daddy. She has yeah, a yeah. Big podcast.
So you've dated Lana Rhodes. No, no. Shut up, man. Shut the fuck up, man. Don't you hate dudes like this?
Yeah.
Good looking dudes who like had like the top elite badge and they're like, ah, no big deal. I'll never get her. Hey, look at me, Mike. I'll never get her.
How do you know?
Because I've tried. Not her specifically, but I've tried other ones. You know what I mean? They won't even return my phone fucking DMs or nothing.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like we could probably change that.
Hold on, hold on. 1 to 10, what's the hottest girl you've been with?
I think Kalila, 8.5, 9.
I
know. She, yeah, she's beautiful.
She, yeah, yeah. Wait, you have a podcast with this girl and she's your ex, right?
Yeah, but we still do it.
Is that odd?
No.
How is that not odd?
Because I love her.
Inside and out.
Yeah. We'll be friends forever.
I love that.
But for your new relationships, don't have a problem with that?
I don't have any new ones.
Right. But when
that's
you
why
do,
I came on this, so Mike can teach me.
When you do, I imagine, especially if you fall deep, deep in love. Oh, this girl's.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Oh my God, I can't believe you got this girl.
Now that's racist.
That's racist.
That's so racist. Yeah. You know what, dude? No, put that away.
Oh my God.
I want to address that.
Hold on a second.
I want to address that.
That's so racist.
How is that racist?
Because I'm a fucking 10.
I think your personality is.
No, 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 it is. No, fuck you. If you like Minions, right? Like you like yellow, you know what I mean? Featureless, you know what I mean?
Animation.
You know what? Whatever, right? And if that's your thing, I'm a 10, right?
Yeah, you actually are incredibly good looking for a Minion.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But I also think,
Wait, let me just.
I'm not,
this is so fucked up.
No, no, no.
This is.
Because I want to say something.
No, I want to say something first.
What I was going to say something.
Because our society, right, deems this is good looking and this is not, right? But those are just opinions.
I think you're good looking.
I am.
I think you're good looking.
I'm sexy as fuck.
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah, especially, yeah. Bro, because I was just going on Google here.
Yeah.
When you have the kind of beanie and just a mustache look, you have some looks that I'm like, damn, Bobby Lee's like you look edgy here, dude.
Yeah, I'm pure edge. That's pure edge, dude. Right? Let me say something right now, dude.
I take it back. You're hot as fuck, especially here, Bobby. Especially.
Yeah, dude. But that's fucking hot, bro.
Bro, because look, your confidence, your confidence is
dude,
unmatched, and unmatched. That'll bring you to the 10.
Right.
Yep.
I look like somebody drew me. Right, I look like I'm animated, and if you're into that,
what's so funny, man?
Bro, your look, dude. I don't even want to get into your look, dude. Okay.
Wait, why'd you break up with the?
You're like if Oscar Isaac ate everything. That's what he looks like. If Oscar Isaac just ate everything, like and Dune, he ate all the sand. You would look like him. You don't look good either. Fuck you, Mike. I'm George.
Why do you keep bringing me
I'm tired of this fucking guy. His fucking sneaky laughs.
I think he's tired of himself, bro. He gets a little further back every time I look.
He was
George, scoot up.
He was supporting your joke by laughing.
Oh, he was? Oh, my bad. I attacked you for no reason.
To assault him.
Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you break up with this girl live on the podcast? Because that's good material.
No, but we did address it on the podcast, and we talk about it. And listen, we're best friends. We did this podcast 7-8 years ago. It's a success. We just signed to do it on a bigger company, and
Congrats.
We moved on. And you know, it's a good business. But you know, you can still mindfully break up with somebody that you love with, and still work with them, and still have love.
Of course,
and all that resentment and anger, you deal with that as you know. But I love her. I've loved all my girlfriends, and I still have relationships with them. You know what I mean? If I was walking down the street and I saw any of my ex girlfriends, I would hug them. How are you? I love you. 100%. You know how things.
But my question is, surely there's some sort of sexual tension or like chemistry.
Like if you're on the podcast and your guys are sitting there, right? And you're talking about some deep fucking topic, like I don't even know, your favorite cheeseburger, right? In LA. And you say this joke and she's like, wow, Bobby, that one was such a zinger. And you look at it and you're like, yeah, that was a good one. Also, your toes look really nice today. Like you guys never just all of a sudden start like gravitating towards
like back,
walking
back
on the,
to
like,
the, that's wild.
Why?
I'm not familiar with that type of behavior.
Yeah, I mean, the relationship, let's go back a reel. Now we're doing real.
Yes.
Let's go back to the real, okay? There are certain,
He is clocked out.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
George has been under a tremendous amount of abuse.
No, stop.
George, I want you over here with me. George, I want you over here. Chase him down. You find him. George, no, go get him. Go get him. He walked, and that's a first, and now we're going to have to deal with the fallout of this episode for
Logan,
the next two
Mike,
fucking months.
Something.
I swear to God, Bobby Lee, you fucking pissed off my co-host. He's probably crying in the driveway.
You know, the Beatles could have lost Ringo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Shout out to the Myman.
Okay.
Yeah, but we just took.
I mean, if Ringo left, they would be like, oh, let's shoot fucking Abbey Road. Record Abbey Road.
We just shot a new profile picture.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying is that
we need him.
That attitude right there was just unprofessional.
It was a bit unprofessional.
It was unprofessional.
Yeah, it was.
Listen, I'm a guest, right?
I feel
hurt and abandoned.
I know.
I feel rejected.
Me too.
And this was fucked up, bro. All right. So if he doesn't come, because I got to go now.
No.
I know.
If he doesn't come back here. If he doesn't come back here by the time I'm done,
I'm walking too.
No, I'll get him.
What the fuck?
You get him. I'll keep the conversation.
Yeah, yeah. He better come back because
Logan.
I'm telling you something right now. Hey, so Mike.
Yeah.
You're the real talent on this.
Yeah. You know you're telling me, buddy. I know.
No.
Trust me.
This fucking Legan Paul. What's his other brother's name? Jocko.
Jocko.
Yeah, Jocko. Paul. Right.
Yeah.
You can just cut this shit and do your own thing, bud. You're charismatic.
Question for you.
You're sexy. No, let me just lock eyes with me. Right. What? He's coming back? Good. Love your podcast, man. So dope.
He was just saying that as long as we stay together, bro, this thing can go to the moon, brother.
You guys are at Wham.
What?
He's just saying, like, as long as we stay together, this thing can go to the moon.
You guys are like Simon Garfunkel.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. You say as long as we stay together, we're going to the moon?
Oh, yeah.
Well, fuck, that sucks.
You're Paul Simon. You're Garfunkel.
No, George isn't coming back.
Yeah. He's not?
No, I lied.
He's not coming back?
Uh-uh.
Absolutely.
Why? Did I really hurt him? Be honest with me.
So?
Well, it wasn't just you also. I'm going to be honest.
Is he really mad, this fucking guy?
Hey.
Yeah.
I, too, am confused.
I'm not. I'll be honest. I'm not. And I'm gonna tell the audience saying all this. He took a little abuse on this episode. You know, it was he got vulnerable.
See, I got too mean. And George and my guys over here, you guys were like, check me.
No, but
it wasn't
was too mean.
No, he's a comedian. He's like, we're all just joking. We're just fucking around. Fucking around. It was all fun and jest.
So I came here for a specific reason, and I need your favor for you.
Okay.
Within the next 4 to 6 months, will you do Tiger Belly?
I would love to. Don't forget that I reached out to you first, okay. Not saying, can you come on mine? I said, what do I have to do to get on your podcast?
And secondly, you know, you have a lot of followers on Instagram, right? I'm almost at 1 million.
I saw that. I just followed you.
Can you help me get to 1 million?
I would love to.
I don't want to ask, but it's
no,
like,
I got
I've
this.
Never asked before, right?
I got
but
this.
I just feel like that's a good
number. I got this. You're a fantastic guest. I love you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I actually think you deserve so much success.
And now am I invited back onto your podcast?
Anytime.
Are you being real?
You're amazing. I'm not kidding, bro. A thought that crossed my mind.
Yeah.
We got to do something.
Dude, my dick just got fucked.
We
got
to do something, bro.
We are going to do something, yeah. Right? And I could replace George.
Is he coming back? Oh, he's not coming back.
He's not coming back?
You could say that.
Is he really mad?
No, I mean, too. I thought he was kidding.
I didn't think he was kidding.
Oh,
I
we
know
have
George.
Beef with a guy? I don't
yeah,
know.
Oh, no,
I
beef.
Didn't do anything wrong.
I know, but you have beef
this
now.
Stuff.
You have
I
beef
fixed
now.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I know, but regardless, you got beef with him. No.
Oh, he's mad at you guys.
Oh, not me.
We're not backing him.
He definitely can't.
No, you did the lob.
No, fuck you. There's an audience you saw. Don't fucking even try that.
No.
I passed
Mike
him the
good.
Rock.
Mike
I stood
good.
Up for him the whole fucking show. Don't even fucking try that
what part
shit,
was
dude.
It? What part was it?
He just took a lot of abuse. I've had a few rough days. We've been traveling.
Wait, has he done that before?
He's wanted to.
And he gets that sensitive.
Yeah.
Well, but can I keep defending him, please? Because no one's
try.
Done. Okay. That chair is a tough chair. The guest you okay. Your respect for George and also for this show will be analyzed by the audience by your direction facing George on this show,
which I noticed in the beginning. You did a.
Very hard. I'm not saying.
No, no, no.
I'm not
in the beginning,
you.
In the beginning, Bobby, about the first half, when George was involved, he was, and you're not. This can't be negated.
you were inclusive. You were left to your right. And based on that metric that you described, he was doing great. But George kind of turned off.
Got it.
Well, no, he did the monologue.
And then you no, said... No,
the monologue is where he went awry.
Right.
It went awry there. And he lost, you know what I mean? And then
I think
we should have called it out, which
no,
I did.
No, I think he thinks that even though at the end we made a joke about the length, he thinks we weren't listening and have discredited the entire monologue, which is not
the case. True.
He's not separated.
Live in the moment is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, I know.
Can I ask you a question, side topic?
Mike, go ahead.
Why is, do you really want...
Go ahead, Mike.
You want him? Do you want him on Tiger Belly? Or do you want me?
I don't want Logan to walk.
I'll walk off. I'll walk.
I don't want Logan to walk.
I will walk from this goddamn show.
You're a clout chaser.
I'm not a clout chaser,
Bobby Lee.
But can I say something?
Chase my clout.
And this is the truth. Before I came into this building, I didn't know who the fuck you were, dog.
Oh, it's not going to go your way. Right. You may be laughing.
Yeah.
Well, you better sit
back. Well, you're the cheeseburger guy? Big deal, right? But you have convinced me, all right?
Yes.
I want him, all right? No, I love cheeseburgers, but we'll go down that road together, right? But I have a feeling, bro, that, you know, we're going to see each other again.
Yeah.
And we're going to do high and mighty things. There's a good chemistry. You know what? I'll be the fourth guy.
Dude, I'm not
That'd
kidding.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Sometimes awesome. I'll That'd be the fourth incredible. Guy. I'll come in and listen. Next time I come here, I'm gonna bring George a gift. I'm gonna make amends, right? I'm gonna make it right because that's who I am as a person. Mm. All right. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. One day. Right. George never.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'll fuck with him here. He's never coming into my house. Because what he did there, right?
Yeah,
it's so disrespectful.
Yeah. You're the guest.
I'm the guest, man.
Guys, Bobby Lee live on Instagram. He's at 922,000, which means he's 78,000 away from hitting 1 million followers. That's a milestone.
It's a milestone for me.
Better hope none of those followers are George fans. You're going in reverse, buddy.
I know. Can I say? I want to get on my hands and knees. I want to say something to George fans.
Oh God.
No.
Fuck George.
That'll be bad.
I'm gonna do like this.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Which one? Right there. Yeah. Dear George fans. Okay. My name is Bobby Lee, and what I want to say is that I'm a huge fan of George. I love his thick beard. His eyebrows are grizzly, but
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's like he's from The Revenant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just woolly, and he could survive a cold place.
Cold wind.
Yeah. He is He looks like one thing, but he's the other.
Yeah.
He's Christian, but he's the other, right? But I think he's very talented. He's a sweet guy. He's intelligentsia. And he, really, right?
Just threw Spanish in there.
Yeah, I threw it in there. Though. He's intelligentsia, right? And I am going to make it right with him the next time I'm here. And I really will. I will pull focus toward him. I will make it right. I'll give him a fucking spa package or something.
Yeah.
All right? So thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I really had a great time. And thank you.
He got on his hands and knees.
Hands.
For Pete's sake, Bobby Lee, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for giving us the time and energy today. Please go follow him on Instagram. And also, while you're doing it, subscribe to this channel. We will get George back.
And go show George some love. Maybe send him some DMs.
Or
honestly, in all honesty, send him a Cash App.
Yeah, you can Cash App. We'll
drop his Cash App.
Cash App him.
Yeah, comment in the comment.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.